This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives will take the historic step of drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will draft articles of impeachment.
His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution.
Saying he left Democrats no choice but to move ahead.
He's the one who's dividing the country on this.
The president said little about impeachment before reporters hours later.
It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
He'd earlier tweeted Democrats should get on with it so he can get a fair trial in the GOP-led Senate. The House is expecting a full vote by Christmas in just the fourth case of Congress trying to remove a chief executive. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A senior U.S. official said Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests that were sparked by the government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices.
We cannot be certain because the regime blocks information. Among those murdered are at least a dozen children, including 13 and 14-year-olds.
Brian Hook acknowledged that the death toll figures were difficult to confirm, but they are certain many hundreds were killed and thousands wounded. Protests erupted last month after the government hiked fuel prices by as much as 300%. The U.S., which views Iran as its top adversary, has urged people in Iran to send footage of the protests if they could sidestep internet restrictions in the country. France public transport networks ground to a near halt on Thursday as unions dug in for a nationwide strike aimed at forcing President Emmanuel Macron to abandon plans to overhaul the country's Byzantine pension system. We'll have more on that story coming up in just a moment. But meantime, as always, for more news, you can join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Back in France at the strike, President Emmanuel Macron abandoning plans to overhaul the country's Byzantine pension system. And we get more on that story right now from Francesca Lenar.
Thousands of railway workers, teachers and emergency room medics walked out of work and onto the streets in protest. According to BFM News Channel, police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Nantes. In Lyon, banners reading Macron get lost and don't touch our pensions were on display. And in Paris, the transport network ground to a near halt and the Eiffel Tower was closed to visitors. Transport unions have set no end date for the strike, which is one of the biggest public sector actions in decades.
That was Francesca Lenar reporting. U.S. and British law enforcement officials announced charges against two Russian cyber criminals, accusing them of engaging in a decade-long crime spree that resulted in tens of millions of dollars in losses to victims around the world. Brian Benskowski is the Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department's Criminal Division.
Yakubets is a true 21st century criminal who, with the stroke of a key and the click of a mouse, committed cybercrimes across the globe. He's earned his place on the FBI's list of the world's most wanted cyber criminals.
Both men remain at large. The U.S. State Department announced a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrests and convictions. A company that claims to have the first drug to slow mental decline from Alzheimer's disease made its case to scientists on Thursday at the Alzheimer's Conference in San Diego, California. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
The drug is called Ducanumab, and its goal is to help the body clear harmful plaques or protein clumps from the brain. Its developers stopped studies earlier this year because it didn't seem to be working, then did a stunning about-face in October and said new results suggest it was effective at a higher dose. Mary Carrillo is with the Alzheimer's Association and had no role in the study.
These are really uncharted waters for the Alzheimer's community. And what we can say about a 23% reduction in cognitive decline is that it is the largest reduction that we have seen to date in a clinical study.
The company leading the development of the drug, Biogen, says it will seek FDA approval early next year. I'm Shelley Adler.
South Sudan's government has opened a special tribunal to try National Security Service operatives accused of committing crimes. Authorities say the tribunal is an attempt to end the impunity and restore the image of service damaged by numerous reports of human rights abuses. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.